Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
In June 2017, the Grenfell Tower block fire in North Kensington, West London, saw 72 people lose their lives and resulted in a five-year inquiry, with unsafe cladding and insulation contributing to the disaster. Well, our reporter Barry Lenhan extensively covered the tragedy and has spoken to many homeowners impacted by the cladding crisis. UK Housing Secretary Michael Gove has written to the insulation firm Kingspan to invite the company for talks with officials, following a newspaper report suggesting it could pay for post-Grenfell remediation work in high-rise buildings where its product had been used. For more on this, we're joined now by social affairs correspondent with The Guardian, Robert Booth. And thank you very much, Robert, for taking the time to speak to us this evening. Can you tell us, why did Michael Gove write to Cavan-based firm Kingspan on this issue now?
Well, Michael Gove has been trying to get the property industry to pay for the faults in buildings that have been found all across the UK since the Grenfell fire. And he's had some progress. He's made some progress with property developers, but he's also been trying to persuade construction materials companies, such as those that made the cladding systems on Grenfell and other buildings, to pay up. And very simply, I think he noticed a sort of chink of light that maybe Kingspan might be interested, after the company told the Observer newspaper last month that it would pay our share of remediation cost, in its words, where we have responsibility for the inappropriate use of K15, which is their insulation foam, in a high-rise residential building. So I think he's seizing on that and trying to persuade them that now is the time to join the other property developers and start paying some money back, as it were.
And do we know, is Michael Gove writing only to Kingspan in relation to this remediation work, or has he written to all companies involved?
Well, as far as I can see, previously he's made it very clear to the construction material companies as a whole, as a group, that he believes that they are also responsible financially for fixing some of these problems. I think in this case, this tweet that he put out yesterday was of a letter to Gene Murtagh, the chief executive of Kingspan, was sort of politically opportunistic, in a sense, in that he saw that Kingspan had maybe opened the door slightly to getting more involved. And I think he seized on that.
And in that letter, Michael Gove said, and I'll quote, "The testimony at the Grenfell Tower inquiry uncovered shameful practices and an abhorrent culture of disregard for the safety of residents in their homes. I was appalled by the evidence heard by the inquiry about the reckless and deceptive behaviour within your company." What was he referring to there?
So, as you alluded to earlier, 5 years odd of evidence was heard during the Grenfell inquiry, and part of it was looking at the materials companies that were manufactured the products that were used on Grenfell Tower, and that included Kingspan, which actually only made 5% of the insulation that was used on the tower, but it was one of the three product companies whose marketing of their products and the testing tactics that they used in order to get their foam insulation to market was intensely scrutinized. And the inquiry heard about a very crucial moment dating back to 2006, when Kingspan had changed their foam's chemical formula. A fire test then became a raging inferno, but Kingspan continued to sell its product on the basis of a previous test that it had got from a previous formula. It got some certificates saying that the new product could be safe, and it started to roll it out across buildings. And I think by 2015, Kingspan's combustible insulation had been used on at least 230 high-rise blocks in the UK. And there was also some stuff heard at the inquiry about how certain Kingspan executives dismissed, sometimes using quite foul language actually, people who were asking in the sector about the safety of their products. And so there was this, I think that's why Gove criticised, as he put it, reckless and deceptive behaviour within the company.
Okay, Drive Time did ask Kingspan for a statement in response to that letter from Minister Michael Gove, and Kingspan said it's quite a lengthy statement. I'll give you as much of it as I can. Kingspan's products are safe, and K15 insulation is safe when installed correctly in appropriate external wall systems. In fact, the recent BSI guidance sponsored by the UK government supports the retention of K15 in appropriate circumstances. Kingspan continues to stand by our commitment made in February 2022 to pay our share of remediation costs where we have responsibility for the inappropriate use of K15 in a high-rise residential building, and its safe retention cannot be supported by testing. To contribute to an appropriate joint government and industry-wide funding mechanism, such as an industry levy that is equitable and shared across the entire construction industry to support the fire safety issues on buildings where those responsible can't or won't pay. We are also committed, they say, to constructive dialogue and welcome further engagement with our trade associations and the department. They also said that they did not supply or recommend the use of its K15 insulation on the Grenfell Tower refurbishment, which is, as you've pointed out, Robert, made up only 5% of the insulation layer purchased for use and was entirely inappropriate for use in a cladding system with the polyester cord ACM. Just in relation to that industry levy that they're referring to there, is that on the cards as well? They're saying they would contribute to that if that was set up and equitable shared across the entire construction industry. Is there plans for an industry levy?
Well, this is one of a whole suite of different things that Gove has been trying to do to gather cash, which could be as much as 15 billion that may be needed to fix these problems in the UK. And that's just one of them. But that sort of industry levy would only be a part of the money that is needed to help people who are still in homes which they can't sell and where there still are safety fears. And it's not long now till the sixth anniversary of the Grenfell disaster, and these things haven't yet been finalised.
All right, Robert Booth, social affairs correspondent with The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.